Well, my guest tonight at the big table is an old friend. Ben Hollis is known to many as the original host of the popular local television program Wild Chicago, but also the show Ben Loves Chicago, which aired on Channel 50. Great show. He's had other shows along the way, including stage shows and performances. But last year, Ben Hollis took some time off. This after he was diagnosed with arterial venous malformation, sort of a tangle of abnormal blood vessels in the brain. On January 18, 2016, 1 year ago today, he had surgery to correct it. Brain surgery. The next year was spent recovering from the operation. And this week, he's back. Turns the stage with a new show that asks the question, when is it too late to become the person you want to be? The show is called How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life, and David Bowie Saved It. It's a show that covers his entire life, set to some song and dance, of course. The longtime Chicago personality and multiple Emmy Award winner will be on stage this Saturday and Sunday at the Skokie Theater in Skokie and Lincoln. And Ben Hollis is my guest tonight at the big table. Ben, good to see you.
Thank you for having me, man. It's great to see you,
I mean, I got to say, it's been a harrowing year for you. I mean, just, you know, it's social media is a blessing and a curse, of course. But, you know, to be able to follow your story on Facebook, for you to put up different videos and show us your recovery was something special.
Oh, well, thanks. I thought about it in advance. Like, how much am I going to reveal, you know? And then I just got quiet and I got the knowing that the thing to do is to just put it out there, you know, and especially in the light of having seen the David Bowie exhibition at the MCA, which is where I had really a spiritual experience of hearing a message saying, you got to put yourself out more, and especially this music stuff that you do. And well, that became the beginning of the show.
We're going to get into that. Yeah, we'll get into all that tonight.
Sure.
I mean, you've done so many different projects here in Chicago, and as I mentioned in the lead. You know, let me ask you about this experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's start with the health stuff.
Sure.
I mean, where did this come from? I mean, I say arterial venous malformation.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, you can say AVM too, you know. Most people do. I mean, AVMs take place in all kinds of places, I guess, in your body, wherever there are blood vessels, right? But mine was in the brain. And my story is that, you know, one day I was amongst a gathering of friends and people, and a woman was speaking to the group, so it was the only voice in the room. And the tone of her voice sounded like baby talk to me. And I thought, her voice really isn't that high normally. That's interesting. Then a male spoke, and his voice was kind of higher, almost on the cusp of chipmunk, you know,
or helium
voice. And I thought, something's going on here, you know. And I could have dismissed it, but fortunately, I mean, in a sad way, I have relatives who've had some brain and neurological issues that were indicated by weird phenomena like this. So I thought, I'm going to get this checked out. What's going on with these chipmunks, you know? So I go to my doctor. My doctor sends me to another doctor, and then I go to another doctor, and I got an MRI. That showed a crazy bunch of tangle mess in my brain with the blood vessels, and then another test got sharper pictures, and they started talking about, looks like this thing called AVM. Now, I was feeling basically okay, but the symptom was just an unusual one.
And that's what's kind of interesting about your story is that, you know, it's not like you were incapacitated. It's not like you were, this was an emergency situation. This was something where you had full faculties and had to make a decision of whether or not you were going to actually have surgery on your brain.
Yeah. Who in their right mind goes for elective brain surgery?
Ben Hollis does.
Yes, I do.
That's the first name that came to mind.
Oh my God. I was the happiest brain surgery guy they ever saw. I was rolled into I was rolled into the OR wearing my pith helmet, taking selfie video of myself.
Used to wear on Wild Chicago.
Right? Yeah, my Wild Chicago garb. And I just thought, why the hell not? You know, if I don't make it, somebody will get a kick out of this. And if I do, it's just, but I thought, they must have thought I was nuts.
When you talk about brain surgery like this. I
mean,
you
brain surgery is for other people. We know that.
Right.
Not for us.
But I guess, you know, you just kind of joked right there, but if I don't make it, were you scared at the moment about having this being life altering or possibly life ending?
One day I was scared when I made the mistake of watching a YouTube video about this thing. Because of course, no matter what level of media you're on, producers want to create stuff that's scary and gets you going, you know. And it was like the worst case scenario stuff on this video. So I thought, I think it's better not to watch this. And after that, I just calmed down, and I just felt a lot of wild peace. Honestly, honest to God, I let myself be in the hands of a power greater than me and go through it and trust that whatever was going to happen was going to be okay. And that suited me so well, not only for the run-up, but I'm sure it had something to do with my recovery.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about that recovery, and then we'll talk about how it led to getting back on stage, being creative.
Sure.
And really, you know, coming up with the question, when is it too late to become the person you want to be? Ben mm-hmm. Hollis is my guest, multiple Emmy Award winner here in Chicago. He's got a new show called How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It. It's on stage at the Skokie Theater this weekend,
yes,
Saturday night and Sunday matinee on the Skokie Theater, 7924 Lincoln Avenue. We'll come back more with Ben Hollis here at the Big Table. Stay with us. My guest at the Big Table tonight, Ben Hollis,
ho!
Original host of Wild Chicago, which aired on Channel 11 here for years. Also, multiple Emmy Award winner for that, for Ben Loves Chicago, for other shows, stage shows, performances. He's back on stage this weekend with a show he is calling How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It. It's a show that really covers your entire life and asks the question, when is it too late to become the person you want to be? This show comes from, it's at the Skokie Theater. This show comes from an experience where, you know, you had to sort of really sort of look in the mirror and reevaluate and rediscover who you were after having a brain abnormality. We talked about the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Take us to coming out of surgery. I mean, because it's one thing to have surgery and say, okay, it's not going to necessarily end your life. But talk about the recovery. Talk about what you were feeling at that moment when you were trying to process thoughts and deal with an injury that mm-hmm. was a head injury.
Mm-hmm. When I came out of the surgery and went into, you know, a couple of days of rest and rehab and whatnot, my number one priority was, or concern was, will I be able to do this show that actually was already in the works? And also, will I be able to finish this documentary that I was working
Wait,
on?
So that's what your number one concern was? It wasn't like, I hope I can speak, I hope I can eat?
I know, isn't that funny?
Right? You're like, oh, I hope I can finish that stage show. Well, what's the third act?
Let's take that moment, that first moment when I actually opened my eyes, and that my first thought was, hey, I'm here. You know? That was good. Okay,
triumph.
I give you that. Then I didn't sit around and go, okay, when's this next thing coming that I want to happen? It's just I had a comical thought somehow in the next maybe few minutes, and I thought, oh, look, I still have a sense of humor. That's good.
That's good.
And then slowly I started to think about, I suppose as I got more with it, I got thinking about, when I get out of here, will I be able to finish these projects?
Let me ask you, I know this is a really, I mean, this is a dumb question, but was it, how do you say it? Was it hard to think? Is that the right way to say it? Was it, I mean, having
sure.
a brain surgery, was it hard to think coming out?
A little bit. Everything slowed down for me. That was the main thing. I'm sure my voice was slower. I mean, I was kind of amazed at how weak I was after the whole thing. I had to be, you know, shuffling down hallways and stuff with a big belt around me and a burly guy kind of there in case I fall, which never happened. But everything that you do normally was an effort. You had to think about it. And so, and you take these things for granted. You guys all heard this stuff before, but when you're living it, suddenly it's like, oh, now I get why people are saying stuff like, be grateful for what you have, you know, and thank goodness you're still here, you know, these kinds of things.
Yeah, so, but the brain, I think where I'm going is just the brain is such an, you know, a magical, precise organ.
Right.
In the way that, you know, you start, you know, what is really just an incision.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you had, an actual incision that was all the way down the body, or, you know, had a replacement leg or something like that. But mm-hmm. but just the idea, such a complicated, you know, organ mm-hmm. that I'm interested in how you recover from that.
Yeah. Well, I felt I mean, the thing is, I'm not a doctor, obviously, but because it had to do with brain vessels and blood flow and stuff, and because the surgeon, Dr. Chowdhury, was so good, I pretty much wasn't affected other than that slowness stuff. Now, all kinds of things can go wrong. Somebody told me, you know, like a couple of months afterwards, she was a nurse who worked with people who, doctors who were doing brain surgery. And she said, oh yeah, I've been in those rooms with those things. And you know, the brain is just like, it's like a junket, which is an old kind of a half jello, half pudding dessert thing. It's like this kind of consistency, like that just freaked me out. Like, how, like, you mean you could like drop a spoon in it and come up, you know, it's like, ooh, that's weird, you know, but yeah, I think my brain, I kind of also hope that maybe because of this, I'll be even better with my brain. I mean, I was delighted to find out pretty soon that I could work at the same level of brain power for spurts. I couldn't do it for as long as I used to be able to.
You know, it's the one thing I think, you know, it's coincidence or it's ironic or however you want to say that, you know, you are a guy who has really led with your creativity, whether it be with Wild Chicago or Ben Loves Chicago or the projects that you do, the Rent-A-Friend, whatever it is, you're coming up with, I got this idea and I'm going to execute this idea. What if we did this? And that's why when, you know, you had to go through this, it was like, Ben Hollis is having brain surgery?
Right.
Like,
that's what I thought. Are you kidding me?
I was like, that's a head scratcher, no pun intended. I was just like, that's okay. And I'm interested because it seems like this show comes out of the fact of the question. And this question, which is very, seems cathartic, and it also feels very philosophical.
Yeah.
When is it too late to become the person you want to be?
Yeah. And the question is it too late to become the person you were meant to be? Because they could be two different things too, and that concept and the show itself started to happen. It was almost like a precursor, like the show knew that this was coming, and to finish the show was going to be related somehow to the surgery and getting through the surgery and all that. I was telling you before, like, I went to this David Bowie exhibition. David Bowie is at the Museum of Contemporary Art. And I just had this like spiritual, wild experience of just feeling like I was being told, first of all, observe all this amazing creativity and the sheer volume of it. And don't sit on your stuff, man. Don't hide it. You know, bring it. and they're talking to me. You know, Bowie's talking to me, and he was still alive at that point. He died like 8 days before I went into surgery. And one of the first things that I saw when I came out of surgery was that Lazarus video by David Bowie, which was very strange in a hospital room.
I was going to say
that. Yeah, that wasn't a real like hop and skip Whistler.
That wasn't part of the rehab, was it? That was more.
Mr. Hollis, watch this video, please. Another pivotal moment was beating these other old guys in Scrabble. You know, that was a good one. I think they were like the captains of industry on the North Shore, and I was. They were leaving them the dust. They were eating them my dust.
Ben Hollis is my guest tonight. We'll take a break here for news, get an update with Rob Martyr. But I want to get back to the idea of that question and really the idea of putting your creativity out.
Okay.
You know what? You were inspired by David Bowie. What was stopping you from putting your creativity out before?
Okay.
And also how it all plays together that you had this really intense experience that not a lot of people share.
Right.
Ben Hollis, the multi Emmy award-winning Chicago personality, the original host of Wild Chicago, of course, Ben Loves Chicago, which was on Channel 50 for years. Also, his new show, How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It. It's a show that is on stage this Saturday and then the matinee on Sunday at the Skokie Theater up at 7924 Lincoln Avenue in Skokie. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more with Ben Hollis. Stay with us. Thank you, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest at the big table tonight, Ben Hollis, longtime Chicago broadcast personality, multiple Emmy Award winner, the original host of Wild Chicago, a great show that was on Channel 11 for years. Also, Ben Loves Chicago, which is on Channel 50. Yo. He's got a new show, a stage show, How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It. It's a show that covers his entire life. It's set to song and dance. John Siegel, formerly of the Insiders, great Chicago
yes,
band.
Yes, he's supporting he's me.
Supporting
in
you. It's going to be at the Skokie Theater this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And really, we're talking about. I kind of said it's recovery and rediscovery.
Yeah.
Because you asked the question, when is it too late to become the person you want to be or the person you were meant to be?
Mm-hmm.
This all stems from a year ago today. Ben had brain surgery to fix AVM, which is a blood vessel
malformation. Yeah,
and
not cancer, not tumor.
I mean, but the idea that you know you spent the last year in getting better. I mean, I guess the question I have for you, because this is something that has been such a journey for you. How do you know when you're back?
Yeah. Well, when I started to work on the documentary. And this show, so you know, they were side by side, and observe how I could function at a high level of creativity. You know, the surgery and all the recovery, it slowed me down, but being slowed down helped me, I think, focus. And so I've never written a piece with such attention to
really
making it better and better and better, so that the version that you're seeing Saturday night and Sunday matinee is actually script version number 10. Never done that before. I just rewriting was for other people. You know? It's all genius for me right off the top.
You know, as an artist, and we talked about this right before the break about how you were inspired by David Bowie, mostly because David Bowie's like, put your art out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was there a part of you as an artist, because every artist, and you could lie, but I know you're lying, has insecurity.
Don't even try.
I mean, you're up and down. I mean, there's sometimes you're like, this is great. Sometimes I'm not sure if I'm great. There's a lot that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any part of you that when you started to work creatively after this surgery, after brain surgery, you said, you know what, mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I've got it in me?
Oh. Well. Maybe I'll tell you. There was a scene in this show that is now cut. I ruined the surprise. When I'm not dramatic anymore. Well, there it is.
There it is. There's they proof. Took out the dramatic part of your brain.
No, but the scene was me reenacting my life in college as a 20-year-old in her little dorm room, a single room packed with about 13 guys getting high. While I do an interpretive dance to Billy Cobham's Spectrum 4. You know, I mean,
sure.
Very esoteric
that old saw,
for any,
right.
anybody who knows what I'm talking about. And like, it was just all over the place. And I used to just love doing this. And as I got older, the bit became, look at the guy going crazy like a 20-year-old.
It's very physical.
It's very physical. Thank you. It's very physical. It's like doing air guitar and piano simultaneously and just flipping all over the place. And it totally gets me out of breath. So the joke became, look at the older guy doing this young thing, and he gets so out of breath he has to stop and ask somebody from the audience to come up and read his next part because he's not ready to read it. He's
right,
got to catch
right.
his breath.
That's great.
So that was in this show, and my director said, you know, Ben, they're worried about you. You know, when you do that bit, they don't think it's a bit. And
oh, they think
you don't want the audience to be afraid for you, you know?
So, it's too chaotic. It's too spastic.
Yes, yeah. And just it makes people uncomfortable. And we don't mind making people feel uncomfortable, but I don't know. If they're not getting it, ultimately it means they're not getting the joke. So let's jettison it. It's okay. And I was like, well, I kind of love that bit, but maybe you're right. Because, I mean, I was telling you that one of the only residual things I have is a bit lightheadedness. And sometimes I've described it to people as, it's kind of like being a little bit high. And then they go, what's wrong with that? It's like, well, you don't want it all the time.
Yeah, right.
And if you're shaking your head around and stuff, if I'm shaking my head around, well, I don't do it anymore so much. But if I was trying to do like one of these, you know, head-banging things, I'd have a vertigo attack in no time, and I'd just probably fall down. So I'm more careful. And I loved, just like Schadenfreude was, I loved just putting it all out there and going with abandon. So here's a way that surgery actually has helped me be a better artist, because I have to be in better command and make choices about these things. And there are moments on stage in this show that are very physical, but I'm still in control. And sometimes doing things in slow motion helps, and it still looks like chaos and cuckoo, you know, but I know what's going on, because I don't want to, I used to want to throw myself out to a place where I wasn't sure how I would land. And that's okay when you're young enough and got all your facilities and stuff that you can trust that you're going to land on your feet. And even if you don't, you can gracefully get up and make a joke out of it. But you also can't help but look the way you look. So if you're a little bit balding and you look like a little gray in the temples, people are going to go, oh, this guy fell down. Uh-oh. You know, it's like, I still think my life is sort of like a parody of an old guy. I used to do like this old man, you know, sounds, and every time getting out of a chair, you know, and stuff like that. And I used to crack people up doing that when I was 19. Then, like, they don't laugh anymore. It's just they think that's the thing.
This show, which is a solo show. I mean, we talked about John Siegel accompanying on music, and there's some, you know, people in support of you on stage.
Yeah.
Is this show rediscovery of Ben Hollis? Is this the kind of thing that you want to get back on stage to prove to audiences that you can continue to do this after the brain surgery? Or is it a creative endeavor that is really sort of coincides with the fact that you had this recovery?
Well, maybe a little bit of both. It's something I've always wanted to do. And I want to shout out kudos, too, to Paul Quinn, the director, doing a fabulous job. And he's a good friend of mine. It helps to have somebody who knows me and was there at the beginning, so which he was, right at the table readings. So I was I always wanted to do this, probably since 1980. It's been sitting around in a box, you know.
Because it's really like it's really a show about your life.
Yeah,
it's a memoir.
It's a version of my life story and how music basically, you know, saved my bacon, and letting people know that, you know, and that it's inside me. It was the first thing. Music was one of the first things I went to as a kid when I felt uncomfortable. So was food. So was sex. You know, all kinds of stuff. But music was really a big part of it. So doing this show is kind of like bringing something out that's deeper than normal. And I think everybody out here listening to me probably has something that they feel is a gift that they have, that they can bring to the world, but for some reason they're scared to bring it out. And they've gotten accustomed to doing these other things, which probably they do really well and they get kudos for, just like me on Wild Chicago and a lot of my TV stuff and whatnot. And those are all great things. And there's something else to bring out too. So the surgery helped me wake up. It was sort of like David Bowie said, wake up. And then a year later, the surgery said, are you awake yet? Okay, well, you're writing the script good. Now here's a little extra push.
Was the plan all along to have this on stage a year after your surgery?
No. I was going to say, the plan was to have surgery to get me going. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It just turned out this way. And it's part of that divine order thing going on, I think, you know.
Yeah.
It's just perfect.
Ben Hollis is my guest tonight at the Big Table. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more. He's got a show on stage this weekend, the premiere of How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It. It's a show about his life. Mm. Ben Hollis, a year to the day, had brain surgery here in the Chicago area. He spent the last year in recovery, and he is going to be back on stage performing this show this weekend, Saturday, a Sunday matinee as well, at the Skokie Theater in Skokie, 7924 Lincoln Avenue. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up our conversation with Ben Hollis. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. My guest in studio at the Big Table, Ben Hollis, the Emmy Award-winning original host of Wild Chicago, Ben Loves Chicago, which was a long runner here, as well as other shows, performances, stage shows. He's got a new show on stage called How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It. It's going to be this Saturday and Sunday, matinee at the Skokie Theater in Skokie, 7924 Lincoln Avenue. This really is a show that came about around the question, when is it too late to become the person you want to be or the person you were meant to be? And also, of course, tonight, January 18th, 2017, or 2016, a year ago to this date, Ben was under the knife having brain surgery. Let me ask you, you know, you mentioned this show's really about how music sort of, you know, helped you out throughout your life.
Right.
How did music help you with recovering from brain surgery?
It gave me a point of focus, particularly on my voice. Can I still sing that? And some of you guys don't even know I sing, but I sing, and I've always sung, and I love music. So, coming out of recovery, I was really kind of concerned and not upset yet because I didn't know yet. But when I did get out and I come home, I put my guitar on, and I start to sing, and it's like, oh, I'm not quite there. I don't know, you know. And I used to fancy myself as being a possible contender for The Voice, you know, which was insane, you know. So I think, hey, maybe surgery gave me some reality check, which was important. But I took action. So I knew that practice, somehow I knew inside that I could still do it because it was going to be integral to the show because the show is built on songs I've written and perform. And then and I got in touch with my old music teacher, my old singing coach, you know, and I had some lessons with her, and she started giving me these exercises that helped me. It was brilliant, though.
Speaking of exercises, I mean, when you go through recovery for brain surgery,
yeah,
are there exercises that, like, you have, like, if I were going to rehab for a shoulder or something, they'd make me go to physical therapy? What are some of the exercises that you would have to do to strengthen your brain activity?
Well, one of the things they do in this thing, you know, called occupational therapy is give you a phony checkbook and some phony bills, you know, and they just say, work this out, man, you know, pay these checks.
Really?
Or they'll give you a list of things to find, and then they walk you around the building and you find them, you know. And they're here's a great thing about being in recovery from this. People get so excited when you do the simplest things. I took two steps. Yay! You know, it's like a little kid, everybody clapping when they take their first step, you know, get to be a baby. And everybody loves you, you know? Oh, boy, it's funny.
All right, so for you to be in midweek, I mean, we're Wednesday, you're going to be on stage Saturday at Skokie Theater, and you've been in performance, you've been an actor, and you've been on television. You get nervous and you get anxiety, you get butterflies. Is it the same? I mean, are you feeling the same things you felt from experiences before the brain surgery? I mean, talk about your just your temperament before this big weekend.
Well, I had a much looser, you know, anything goes kind of attitude before. I'd say today and coming into the weekend, the stakes are higher, and I'm just taking a bigger risk, but I'm also bringing a greater gift, I think, to the crowd. You know, I was telling you in the break, this is way less about me now as much as it is wanting to just connect with you and bring you something. And hopefully you will be inspired. You will certainly be entertained for a couple hours. And as I say, you know, this is my attempt at making America heal, you know. And that weekend, this coming weekend, you might need a laugh. So that's why I think it's a cool thing, and everybody's going to relate to it because we all had some relationship with music, some extremely important than others. So I happened to grow up in the 60s and the early 70s, and there's a lot of references to Beatles and also the beauties that we set our eyes on, people of a certain age, like Julie Newmar, Catwoman, you know, like she gets a reference. Anyway, it's like a coming of age story, and then it just keeps on going because we're always coming of age, and that's kind of what that question is.
That's
about.
I mean, that's a good place for us to explore as we wrap up. Is when is it too late to become the person you were meant to be? I mean, how old are you, Ben?
Me, I'm 62.
So 62. Do you feel as if you are at a stage where you know who you are or who you're meant to be, or is that still something you have to discover?
Doing this show is my demonstration of taking another big step towards being the person I think I was meant to be. You know what? I always wanted to be a rock star. And I can do it on this stage, you know. I learned one thing. I go, you know, and I went to the Broadway music shop and I bought my very first electric guitar and I bought myself a book and I learned how to play and I was delighted to find out I only needed to know three chords to bring it all to life. I learned power chords. And of course, Wild Thing. Boom, then we're out of it. Give me another one. Louie, Louie, yeah. You know, it's like all these classics, just little snippets, but they'll bring back those memories. So, yeah, this is very much about, for me, becoming my life on, and what I show on that stage is the answer to the question, you know. Not just Colonel Sanders making chicken at 65 for the first time or Bernie running for president at 74, but whatever your age is, you can start it now, you know.
All right, so as we sort of go full circle, the first question, you know, we talked about was, we talk about the idea of it, the big question of your show, when's it too late to become the person you want to be, you're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
For you, what does it mean to you to be on the, you know, to have the marketing set up, to have the space, to have the show set, to be on Saturday and Sunday, to see this dream realized 1 year to the date that you had brain surgery?
It's maybe too big to wrap my brain around. It's because it's so big, you know, but it's also so beautiful and so right. And that's another reason why I want to share it with people. And the, you know, the numbers are looking good right now, but there will be room for you if you can show up. And I just want to share this stuff with you, you know?
Always a show guy.
Yeah.
The numbers are looking good. Look at you. Ben Hollis, the longtime Chicago television and stage personality. He was the original host of Wild Chicago, multiple Emmy Award winner. Also, Ben Loves Chicago, which was a great show, which was on Channel 50 back in the day. His new show, How the Beatles Nearly Ruined My Life and David Bowie Saved It, is on stage Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at night, Sunday a matinee at the Skokie Theater, 7924 Lincoln Avenue.
Yeah.
Really a year to the date in which he had brain surgery, elective brain surgery.
Who in their right mind?
Who in their right mind? Ben, it was a pleasure to have you here at the Big Table, and good luck on the show.
Thank you so much.